first of all, thank you so much for coming in. Brave movie for you guys to do, and I really enjoyed. I guess since I'm first out of the gate, I just want to know when you first became aware of Jeff's story. Did you see it? Do you remember the coverage on the news? Did you pick up the book, or when did you actually become aware of that and say, I got to do this?
Well, I became aware of Jeff from that photograph, like I think a majority of us became aware of Jeff, but his story I didn't really know at all until I was handed the first draft of the screenplay, which is the adaptation of his book. So it was there that I feel like I got the idea of who Jeff was, primarily his crazy sense of humor, which I didn't expect when I opened up to the first page. I expected what I think you think you would expect, which is, you know, a movie about a guy going through all the things that he goes through, but his sense of humor was a huge surprise and such an amazing thing, and I think it's what makes him and the movie really special.
Yeah, absolutely. And speaking of the sense of humor, Jeff, I want to know the scene when you're first awake after the attack. Most people would be horrified. You had the sense of humor that he's talking about. Was those the actual words you said, or was that creative license? Lieutenant Dan, was that your first thing you wrote?
Yeah. That's great. The first thing you asked was if Erin was okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I was worried about Erin because she was on the course. I had no idea. I heard the second bomb, but I didn't know anything about it. I didn't know how far down it was or if there was even more down the course. I had no idea what was going on. Yeah, Lieutenant Dan was because I saw my friend who was in the room, his face, and he was trying to explain to me that I didn't have my legs, and I was like, you know, I couldn't tell him, bro, I know. I couldn't say that to him, so I had to joke with him. I had to mess with him somehow. I was like, perfect. It like popped into my head. I was like, yeah.
But I think the progression of those three questions you write down says so much about your character, and you know, and you playing them too. It's is she okay? That says a lot about him. Then it's the lighthearted joke, and then it's all right. Let's catch this guy because I saw him, and I love that the movie kind of has him in the background, kind of blurry the terrorist. So yeah, I think that was pretty brilliant how you laid that out there.
Yep.
Go ahead, bud.
All right, going to you, Jeff. First, I'd like to know: is it true that you had Jake in mind to portray you in the film, and how did you know that he was the one to be you?
I heard that he was like circling it. That's what the term that they used.
Jake is circling you like a vulture.
I've never heard this actually. We've been doing a lot of interviews, and I've never heard this story about me circling across.
Like a vulture? Or?
Yeah, I would think more like... Yeah, there's not any good... By the way, there's no good animal that circles anything.
A shark.
Yeah. Cool. I don't know if that, when they circle at you, it's not like a...
It's not going to be good.
Yeah.
They're like checking out where to attack you.
All right. But in this case...
I was like, oh man, I was like, I didn't want it to be that big. I was like, I don't know. That's kind of big. I was like, can't I just play myself? Then we just, you know, somehow it falls through. Because I know, like, as soon as Jake jumped on, it was going to happen. Because Jake doesn't mess around. He doesn't mess around, man. He works hard. So I was really excited to see this thing just evolve into a great movie.
Wonderful. And Jake, what was your first impression of meeting Jeff? And how did you approach playing him for the film?
My first impression of Jeff, I mean, I was nervous to meet him, you know, when I first met him. I think, I guess I was surprised at how well we'd get along, just as, you know, two people. And then, you know, approaching playing him was an enormous task, you know. There was a huge responsibility in trying to get his journey right. And by right, I mean... what he went through emotionally, physically, sort of recalibrating his entire life after the event. So there was that. And then, you know, I think it was months and months and months of work, of talking to everybody around him. He is now a pretty talkative guy, but this post-lunch, you know, he's... he's not always, you know, the most, you know... can't get a lot of information out of him always. So it was just spending time, lots and lots of time, watching him, observing him, understanding, you know, how he got up every day, what he did, and just knowing his family and all the people who took care of him. And over time, I got a sense.
Wonderful.
Great. So my question is for both of you to address. So basically, I'd like to know, as far as ensuring an accurate portrayal and telling the true story, what kinds of things did you guys work on together, and how often were you guys working together in the developmental stages?
Well, the first thing that we did work on was just going over how I transferred out of my chair into like cars, just how I moved in and out of the chair off the ground, and taking off my legs, and just how I got up from like the ground, how I got up from a seat standing. So he watched all this and got really into it, did a lot of research on it, and I showed him a lot in the beginning, and then he just kind of took off from there. So that was amazing to see, because I was really concerned about that. I was like, man, how far are you going to go with this? And you know, you went all the way with it, which is amazing. And, you know, it's that makes me proud.
Yeah, we documented a lot of it, because for me, I think, you know, I didn't want Jeff to go through all that stuff over and over again. But if we, you know, we did a number of those things, and I could understand how he moved, and that I would be able to sort of obsessively go over it myself without having to bother him with that stuff too much. But in terms of understanding him, I was more interested in the guy who was the guy before this event. You know, this isn't a movie really about the event at all. It's about this human being getting through a really tough time. And I think that's where all of us can relate somewhere, about someone we know who's struggling with anything. Jeff said something really beautiful on his Facebook page the other night. He said, it doesn't have to make headlines to be hard. And I think he shows us that, you know, no matter what you're going through or someone you love is going through, you know, that if he can get through it, then, you know, you can get through it. And in today with all the things that are going on in the world, regardless of these events like what Jeff experienced, these unfathomably, inexplicably terrible events that he went through that now seem to be going on, seems like an almost daily basis, weekly basis at this point. There are other events all over the world where people are dealing with pain and struggle and feeling like maybe they won't ever be able to get through it. And I think Jeff shows you that you can. So, yeah.
Great. Thank you both. I appreciate it.
Jeff, with your book and now with the movie and, of course, with the press that you're doing around it, you're inviting a lot of people into your story. And I'm wondering, in having these conversations, were there any particular parts of the movie, you know, where you were not necessarily looking forward to revisiting these pieces or answering questions about any particular parts of the story?
Yeah, I think probably the hardest thing that I'd have to go through and live through is the relationship between Erin and I. It's really tough, because, I mean, I love her so much, and I had to relive, like, watching me, you know, getting in the shower and telling her to leave and pushing her away, and throughout the hospital kind of reliving that and always trying to push her away, because I, you know, as a guy, I wanted to be like the strong one, and I want to like impress her, and I can't, and I don't see myself as strong sometimes, and you know, I definitely want her to see me as strong, and that was the really toughest thing to relive through the film, because Tatiana and Jake did it so well. They just captured that, and that hurt a lot, and it still hurts, but it's real and it's lovely. I'm starting to find it lovely, and it's like it shows me, you know, what we went through together and how hard it was for us, and it's just really amazing, and that's definitely the hardest thing for me.
And Jake, I'm from Boston, and I actually was living there at the time that this all happened, but I have a lighter question about this.
Uh-huh.
I always...
I tend to get the lighter question.
But I know you can do justice.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I can do light.
I always listen for accents in, you know, who's doing well with the Boston accent, mm-hmm. and I thought your Boston accent was... excellent.
So. Whoa, I got excellent. You are nice. Almost, you're veering on
I
very good.
I really have to say
that. She was circling.
Oh, flawless. Oh, you're flawless. Tell me something about me. I thought you were going negative, but you were going even,
no. So I'm wondering how you prepped for that.
I worked with an incredible dialect coach on what we would call, what he calls, his name's Tim Monick. He's sort of a master of dialect, and he actually lives in Boston now. He didn't, but at the time, he's fallen for Boston. But we considered Jeff's accent to be more of an idiolect rather than a dialect. Mm-hmm. That, you know, the way Jeff talks when you hear him speak, you know, he's not doing this sort of deep Boston accent. There are moments, and particularly at the time where he, you know, he's been sober 15 months, but when he had a couple more beers in him, you know, it would come out. But I think
I would drop my gad.
Yeah. Oh my god. Yeah, so I think, you know, listening to many of his as many pieces of interviews that I could get of him, particularly after the event, you know, and just you could feel also the pressure on him from so many different areas, from all different angles, you know, from different people wanting to give him so much love, and him just trying to recalibrate his life, and his voice changed too, and the way he spoke to people. But throughout all of it, what I felt, regardless of dialect or the Boston accent, was who he was as a human through his voice, which is always loving and always engaging. And you can feel him always sort of, even when he talks now, bringing you into the conversation. You know, he's sometimes people end conversations real quick with the way they speak, their rhythm or their intonation. They'll just, that's the end, you know. And he's always like, you know, that. And he's always giving it to you. And he always wants you to connect, you know. And it, I learned so much about his personality from the way he spoke. Not just from where he was from, but his inside.
Thank
you.
Yeah. One of the most interesting physical challenges in the movie is pitching the first ball, and because your balance is so important with pitching. So I wanted to ask Jeff a little bit about how you figured out how to throw the ball so well.
It was from the chair. Mm-hmm. So it's like when you throw a baseball, it's all lower body. Every great pitcher will tell you that they work out their lower body, they run, they, you know, do leg presses. It's all about lower body. So I was like, how am I going to throw a baseball mm-hmm. without my lower body?
Exactly.
I don't know, I just practiced. I played a lot of long toss with Big D and Saul and all my friends, and because mm-hmm. they weren't going to let me go into Fenway and bounce a ball. It would have been all over if I did that. They were like, we're not going to talk to you if you do that.
That might be
we're
true.
No longer your friend.
That might be true.
So, you know, I practiced mm-hmm. long toss.
And for Jake, Jeff's family has a kind of an indirect way of expressing themselves. In the movie at least, they don't yeah. often say what they're actually thinking, and they use a lot of profanity and just as an actor, yeah. Tell me a little bit about the challenge of dialogue that is a couple of bounces off from what the people are actually feeling.
You know, I think the subtext of all of their dialogue and all the ways they speak to each other is, like with every family, there's this some confusing mix of personality and this sort of, if you're lucky enough, you have a family that loves each other, is this unflinching love, particularly in Jeff's family. You know, they are complex characters, and I speak about the versions of them in the movie, and then I speak of the people that I know in real life, you know, and they are two different people, each one of them and their fictional version. Mm-hmm. But the thing that is similar with all of them across the board in the movie and also in real life is how they just show up, how they are there. They love each other a lot, even when they hate each other. And I think that's really very clear in the movie. And it was very clear to me while I was making this movie. You know, I'd always be prepped before I would go in to meet a new family member. You know, I was like, oh, well, Aunt Jen, da, 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 and she's like this, and sometimes she does this, or Jeff will be like, oh, just, you know, this or that. And the only thing I felt was like, they're all trying to protect Jeff and love Jeff in their own way. Some of it's confusing sometimes, and some of it's incredibly frustrating. I know that being his friend, as well as someone who tried to play him, but I think that's what you feel, and it's undeniable.
Thank you.
Yeah.
For both of you, I want to ask about the physicality of a tank. Jeff, I'm curious, did you give Jake any specific exercises that you would do? Because Jake, I know you're very fond of getting in shape for your roles. I mean, Southpaw and Jarhead,
yeah.
of course.
So yeah.
I'm curious how you guys work together on Jeff, you imparting the physical that Jake would need to accurately portray you.
Yeah, I mean, Jake's not, doesn't go, isn't probably used to wheeling around in a wheelchair. So that's really hard. Mm-hmm. I've seen my younger brothers in the military try to wheel around in my wheelchair and he's like gassed after like 5 minutes. So it just works different muscles, like you said. But definitely what was really fun was I took off my legs and I was like, I have to like use my hands to scoot around on the ground. Mm-hmm. And like, it was so funny to watch him try to do it and to watch David Gordon Green try to do it. So that was really cool to watch them try to do it.
We have video that we may put that out at some point, that video of us trying to do that. That was,
yeah, definitely. That'd probably be out. So yeah, that was really funny to see that. And it's just, you know, you get used to it after a while. You start, like, at first I couldn't transfer out of anything. It was so hard. But wow, then I learned how to, like, manipulate and use other parts of my body just to get off, like, a high bed or stuff like that. And it was fun to show them and watch them try to do it. And they were, like, cheating and using their legs. You can't do that.
How long did it take you to get to that point, Jake, of being able to, you know, just get out of the
understand
chair?
That? Yeah. I mean, look, it was almost a year or so that I was in sort of the mindset of this. I'd be in and out of different things in my own life, and then I'd come back and I'd be talking with Jeff. And so I can't really tell you exactly how much time, but I would tell you that there comes a point where you observe enough and you prepare enough, and then it's game time and you got to go and try it. And I also had an incredible team of people that, you know, we had incredible visual effects artists. Oh, yeah. We had incredible makeup effects and prostheses who did, we had incredible prop department who designed the wheelchair that I'm in and prostheses that fit over my actual legs so I could move them underneath and my legs were tucked under. And, you know, there were so many, an incredible editor and an incredible cinematographer who were shooting it. So, you know, in all that space to get the physicality was teamwork, you know. You know, one of the things you realize is your center of gravity completely changes. Mm-hmm. So where my mind went was different. And I'd like to try and know my body and be in my body as best I can. My center of gravity, my proprioception, and my feet were not something that my brain would go to. My brain would stop, or I'd try and stop it sort of at the center of where I was and know that I didn't have any ability to use it. So if I had to get down the stairs, like there's a scene where I'm trying to get down the stairs onto the wheelchair. And... in my case, I had extra weight on my legs to deal with, which was, in the case of the scene, sometimes a little bit frustrating because you have to deal with what is not supposed to be there.
Sure.
How do you hide that in the scene? So, but just getting down those stairs, I can't even tell you. I joke about him. Sorry, it's a long answer, but I talk about him sucking air when I first met him on his legs. You know, he walked a half a block and was like, had to sit down. Now he can walk 5 miles and he's cool and he's like, you know, in such incredible shape. But when I think about trying to move just with my arms, like, and how I did that in a lot of different instances, while also trying to be true to, like, when you watch Jeff move, and we talk, this is the most important thing to me. When I watch Jeff move without his legs, you know, his legs move up very quickly because they don't have the extra weight of the legs that you would normally have. And in order to capture that, it was, took a lot of really smart people to try and put that together. But when I, this is so hard to describe, but certain scenes we did it different ways. Certain scenes we had the prostheses and I could move them quickly because they move quick. And the speed at which they move, you can't do visual effects to that. You can't make a leg move in that way. So it's just a lot of trying to really get down to the physics and the physiological aspects of where your center of gravity is. Right. And then just put that in my body. I can't tell you when that happened. I can just tell you we chipped away at it month after month, and then take after take.
Cool. Awesome. Thank you. Yeah, John.
I guess that's one all the way around, right? Like, yeah. I think we're getting the go home signal. But I guess sort of, I guess in closing, I mean, I think everyone here will probably agree. I think 10, 20, 30 years from now, we're going to look back and say, Jake Gyllenhaal, that resume, man, from Nightcrawler to Zodiac to Prisoners to Brokeback. I mean, you just have a knack for choosing awesome roles. And I think it's even underrated, even now, even though all the claim you get. But where does this, yeah, exactly.
It's not so bad that I, you know.
Yeah, he circles the roles for a reason.
You should be a little psyched. You know?
Yeah. But I wanted to say that this, of all those great parts, this has to be one of the most rewarding.
I think I would say this, and I know Jeff would say this, so it's not just Jeff. It's what his story inspires. You know, the number of people who've come up to me or shared their stories of their own pain, their own vulnerability, and their own struggle is what changes you. I don't think it's about, you know, one person, and I think Jeff would be the first to say that. It's about us as a community, a world community, and all the things that we're going through together. And I think that's what Jeff shows people, and by proxy, that's what I feel. And that's what's changed me. His story, yes. His strength, absolutely. His sense of humor, without a doubt. His sense of positivity when we're in the midst of, you know, anything. You know, when we're like done 100 interviews and we're both a little tired, he's always seeing the funny in everything. And but more than that, all the people he touched and all the stories that have come my way as a result, it's unbelievable.
Yeah,
that's great.
That's perfect. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you.